This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley.
Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On. Prepare to be inspired. Our guest today is from Thailand, and his name is Michael Avatar. Michael, did I say your name correctly?
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. Is it Mikhail? Do you say Mikhail?
Miguel Avatar is my name. Okay. Michael is okay, too.
All right. Michael is okay, too. You are a wonder, and I'm just so honored to talk to you. Thank you for joining us today. On your Instagram, I saw this phrase, born dead, chose to burn bright. Is that it? Was it chose to burn bright or shine bright?
Shine bright. Maybe it's long spelled, but it's shine bright. Yeah. That's better.
So, how can you begin to tell us the story of what your early days were like?
Well, I was born in Sweden, so I'm really Swedish with the Swedish passport. But I live in Thailand since 16 years now. Most people, they don't think when they come to this planet. And I used to tell people that I needed 45 minutes to think, should I really be on this planet? Because I didn't breathe the first 40 minutes. And I was laid down by the other dead babies. And then the nurse passed and they saw me breathing. So they really had given up on me. But I came to this planet with this feeling that, okay, let's do this. So when I was 4 years old, my hands were ills. I couldn't use them. It was like a boxing hand, very hard, tied. My feet was opposite of shoddy shuckling, so I fell a lot. But I ran to my mother and said, Mom, I want to be a mountaineer when I grow up. And my mother, he told me, you can't make money on that. But she was so wrong, because 20 years later, I was a climbing instructor. So I teach people to climb rock climbing. I didn't get so much money, but I got some money. And this is the thinking I have had all my life. My disability, my cerebral palsy, CP injured, have never stopped me anything what I want to achieve in my life. That's a short intro how I grow up optimistic.
Optimistic. We were talking to Mikhail Avatar, born in Sweden, now in Thailand. Optimistic it is. For 45 minutes or 40 minutes, you didn't breathe as a child. And you said you're thinking about whether or not you should come to this planet. it's just an amazing story, but I can't help but think of your mother. You know, for those 45 minutes, did she think she had lost her child?
Probably. She thanked the doctor after saving me. And the doctor was very kind and told her, don't thank me yet, because a baby who haven't breathed for a long, long time, they can't probably walk. They will never talk good. They will never eat by themselves, and so on, and so on. But they all were wrong. And my mother, she was kind of optimistic too, always happy, always challenge people around her. With her smile, with her, she never smoked, she never drank, she never did anything negative in her whole life. And I was surrounded with these kind of people all my growing up period. There was a lot of people around me. And they really, I used to tell people, they really didn't have time with me to teach me how to be a person with cerebral palsy. So I grew up as a normal person. They didn't tell me I cannot bicycle. So they ordered me a bicycle, especially quick. But I borrowed bicycles from my friends at the neighborhood and teach me to bicycle by myself. That was how I grew up.
You know, I think a lot of people would have liked a childhood like that, surrounded by healthy, loving, happy people who focused on the positive. But you came into this world with an optimistic spirit and taught yourself how to ride a bike. But how did you get to mountaineering? We haven't even gotten to your Paralympic championship yet. But first, let's talk about climbing mountains.
But I think you are born with some instincts. So they have told me, you know, my feet was really opposite of Charlie Chaplin. So I fell a lot, but still there was this big wall when I was like 3 years old. And I climb up for this wall, maybe 1.5, 2 meter high. And I was running on this wall and they couldn't even catch me. And I was 3-4 years old. It was like instinct. And when I went to high school, I competed with a guy jumping, double jumping. And he always beat me when we jumped. I trained and trained. I should beat him. And all the time, it was like this. I was challenged myself doing stuff like normal children do. I trained judo, even I couldn't open my hand. But I have this positive attitude and willing to learn. And that's when I have talked to a lot of people, and willing of learning from other people. I was so fascinated of people's life story, how they think, how they did things in their life. It's like a passion for me to understand how do you do things.
Being willing to learn from other people, that's half of the magic formula. And the other half is having those people being willing to teach and willing to share, right?
Yes, because if you share your life story with anybody, some will not listen, some will listen. But since I spoke very badly compared to now, people have a hard time to listen. So I learned how to teach. So it interested people straight away.
Yeah.
Like a communication, telling the right things at the right time, because I had less than 2-3 seconds to convince people that I was a normal guy. Right. And I'm a normal guy, but when they see me, they think something is wrong. And communication and interest in other people challenged me to come closer. And that I am very separate compared to other coaches or life coaches or mentors, because I have cerebral palsy, so they are not fighting me. A normal coach who is normal, they are frightened. They are, wow. And they are scared of that coach. But me, I have cerebral palsy. I come much closer, much faster, if I learn to communicate and listen what do people really saying to you. how is their world working? And that's one of the things in society. People don't have time to listen.
Yeah.
And they don't see what other people really are saying to each other. They pass each other.
Yeah. What are people really saying to you? And what are people really saying to themselves? Are we even taking the time to listen to ourselves? We're talking to Miguel Avatar. He's in Thailand now, but born in Sweden. He was found non-responsive at birth, not breathing. And then a nurse discovered, hey, I think this child is actually alive. And then, much to everyone's delight, Miguel became a very curious and hardworking young child to have a normal life. And now you're helping other people feel better about their lives. Tell us about your work.
Well, I have education, schools, university, whatever, like nearly everybody else. But I have this extra element. And the element is I learned very young to see the world differently because they were not acting the same with me as everybody else. So I learned to observe how people do and act out of that system. And when I come and coach people or some people tell me, you are not coaching people. You do something else because you take your world and you apply it in other people's world. And since I have the extra element with cerebral palsy, they think, if he can, I can. So that's the really the main magic. If I can do what I'm doing, normal people, they don't move to Thailand without knowing anybody. I have moved to Thailand. I didn't know anyone. I had barely any money. But why did I move? That's the thing. I had cramp. If you shake your body for 40 years, you get pain in the muscle. And normal cerebral palsy people, they have to take medicine for cramp. They take medicine for pain. And the body system shut down and they are dead before 50. That's the normal situation after 40. But I came to Thailand on holiday. And after 5 days, I was cramp free. I had no pain. And I was at 3 weeks, went back to Sweden. I had pain in my body after 3 days in Sweden. So I thought, I moved to Thailand. So I stopped my work. I divorced my wife because she didn't want to come because she had grandchildren. And I moved here because I'm pain free. And if you tell this story to somebody who fights with the environment, the wrong work, wrong friends, wrong, everything's wrong, then he can, wow, if he can move to Thailand, I can also do something in my world to change my way of living, to change whatever they need to change. I moved after 3 months to Thailand because I knew I would have a pain-free life.
Okay.
And I talk a lot. But I hope people listening can understand. It's like a desire. It's like explore adventure all the time to challenge. What do I need to learn today to have a better life tomorrow? What do I need to explore? What do I need to see? What do I need to hear to shine even more?
Did everybody catch that? Miguel Avatar left his life and wife in Sweden because he felt pain-free in Thailand. It's such a great story in its own factual storiness, but it's also a great metaphor for so many people stay stuck in relationships that cause pain, in jobs that cause pain, in apartments that you're unhappy with, whatever it is, and we think we have no option. Something inside of you, Miguel, is a little bit different, that you follow your instincts very strongly and clearly. What do you think it is in Thailand that makes you pain-free? Is it the air? Is it the water? Or is it the sense of adventure there?
No, it's two things. It's humidity. Humidity, and it's the warm weather. I have been to India. India has the warm weather, but not the humidity. It's very dry, and I still have pain. So it's that combination that I need. So, but I have been coaching for 40, 47 years. I started coaching people very, very early in my when I was very young. And I thought I understood how to live a life. But when I came to Thailand, to a different culture, I had to relearn how to live here, how to adjust. I mean, basically, there is no time here. There is no time. I have met people, they are so relaxed. Even if I train every day the rest of my life, I will never be that calm, that center in present. I was so amazed of some people I met. They was like, wow, wow. So, but the best thing in Thailand for me is get to be you all the time. Yeah. If you put these different masks that we have in the Western world, since I grew up in Sweden, you have the mask at work, you have the mask with your family, with your friends, with you at the party, all these different masks. Here in Thailand, if you try to do this, they tell you, what are you doing? And all the people, if you stay a long time, oh, he is that kind of person that is, she is like that. And there is no judgment. They just are that kind of person, 100%. No mask, nothing. And to be in a country like that, that's magic. That's really, really magic.
Yeah. That sounds really nice, to be in a country where they call you on your BS. Yeah, yeah. Be yourself. Be real. I love that. Miguel Apatar is our guest. Can we talk about the Olympics now, the Paralympics, where I see you've had great success?
Yeah. I went to Atlanta 1996. I did something that very, very few people have done. For me, it was like a normal day, but like now is nearly 30 years ago. Next year is 30, is 29 now. I broke a world record at the Paralympics, and all the other activities on the arena, they were stopped because we have thunder, so we have to break two times. So there were no other activity on the arena. And there was 68,000 people still on the arena when I broke the world record. That's very, very few people that have done. And when I did that, I didn't understand the impact. You get invited to kings, presidents. You can talk in radios. It's like a ticket to the universe. Really, but I never used it before because I didn't understand. I was a long jumper. My passion for long jump was like climbing mountains or whatever I did. And I told people, the day my passion is gone, I will never step on an athletics field in my life. And that day came, and I have never been back ever. I can hardly look at the Paralympic sports event because the passion is gone. And the lesson is that when you find this passion and you go for it, I trained 16,000 hours for 6 seconds. 6 seconds it takes to make a world record in long jump, but it's 15,000 hours of training. And if you don't have passion, you can never, ever train 15,000 hours.
Right, right. Wow. So you went from the kid who couldn't stand up, kept falling down, to the Paralympic world champion long jumper breaking a record in front of thousands of people. And then you were like, been there, done that. What's next?
And that's my style of living my life. Done that. Let's see, what more do I want to accomplish? What more do I want to explore?
Okay.
What feeling?
What more do you want to explore? That's what I'm asking you right now.
Well, I have been a researcher for 10 years. This was also a long time. I have started writing several books. One book is out, one is half out on the internet, Amazon or whatever. And with AI, I started to use, and then I put all my writings, all my thoughts, all my blog posts, all my half script into an AI tool, and then I said, can I do something with this? And then I came up with this app thing by talking with a friend. So I asked, can we do an app with all this thinking? Sure. Or can we do an app so people stop and think, what do I really need to do today for my next step in life? Because I see so many people, they are running so fast, they never stop and reflect. Am I doing the right stuff? Am I going the right way? So I started writing 180 days. It's like a training app for training your brain, evidence-based, how to stop, how to reflect, and how then you will make different choice, different crossroads. You will go left instead of right. You will, all this. There is evidence-based things how to do this, but there is no app for that. So that was my, and I did this with my notes. So it says, for example, I was born dead and became a rock climber. What's your reflection in your life? How can you be your life rock climber? So I used my own thinking over 30, 40 years in the app, because the element of being cerebral palsy compared to a normal person gets this extra twist. I don't know how to describe, but I think you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Mikhail Avatar, our guest, his app is coming out in 2027, the app, yeah?
Yeah, February, maybe March. February, I hope February.
But meanwhile, we can find you on social media. And we appreciate all of your energy and time today. And if you could just leave us with one more inspiring thought. People listening to this who maybe need a push in life, what can you say to them?
Never, ever give up. Never, ever give up. Never, ever.